10. Create a threatening presence. Deterrence strategies. The best way to fight off aggressors is to keep them from attacking you in the first place. To accomplish this, you must create the impression of being more powerful than you are. Build up a reputation. You're a little crazy. Fighting you is not worth it. You take your enemies with you when you lose. Create this reputation and make it credible with a few impressively violent acts. Uncertainty is sometimes better than overt threat. If your opponents are never sure what messing with you will cost, they will not want to find out. Play on people's natural fears and anxieties to make them think twice. Reverse intimidation. Inevitably in life, you will find yourself facing people who are more aggressive than you are. Crafty, ruthless people who are determined to get what they want. Fighting them head-on is generally foolish. Fighting is what they are good at, and they are unscrupulous to boot. You will probably lose. Trying to fend them off by giving them part of what they are after, or otherwise pleasing or appeasing them, is a recipe for disaster. You are only showing your weakness, inviting more threats and attacks. But giving in completely, surrendering without a fight, hands them the easy victory they crave and makes you resentful and bitter. It can also become a bad habit, the path of least resistance in dealing with difficult situations. Instead of trying to avoid conflict or whining about the injustice of it all, consider an option developed over the centuries by military leaders and strategists to deal with violent and acquisitive neighbors. Reverse intimidation. This art of deterrence rests on three basic facts about war and human nature. First, people are more likely to attack you if they see you as weak or vulnerable. Second, they cannot know for sure that you're weak. They depend on the signs you give out through your behavior, both present and past. Third, they are after easy victories, quick and bloodless. That is why they prey on the vulnerable and weak. Deterrence is simply a matter of turning this dynamic around, altering any perception of yourself as weak and naive, and sending the message that battle with you will not be as easy as they had thought. The following are five basic methods of deterrence and reverse intimidation. You can use them all in offensive warfare, but they are particularly effective in defense for moments when you find yourself vulnerable and under attack. Surprise with a bold maneuver. The best way to hide your weakness and to bluff your enemies into giving up their attack is to take some unexpected, bold, risky action. Perhaps they had thought you were vulnerable, and now you are acting as someone who is fearless and confident. This will have two positive effects. First, they will tend to think your move is backed up by something real. They will not imagine you could be foolish enough to do something audacious just for effect. Second, they will start to see strengths and threats in you that they had not imagined.